This is Elcott. The next step. And I'm Overlord Bugs Wilcott. And today we'll address the many cards and letters we've received from various parties demonstrating dissatisfaction with my elevation, or as we say in Elcott, they expressed dissatisfaction with it. Here now, Gloria Grover.
Thank you very much, Bugs. The dissatisfaction with it is very common in the commonality of the Earth people, or the non-Elcottia, in the very flat or common in your tongue, flatness. To say that one is dissatisfied with the elevation of a priesterly to the level of overlord is to say you're dissatisfied with it, it being the elevation. And you become dissatisfied with the commonality of the earth person, that is, you, the earth person, being commonalityed or commonal and non-incotia, meaning you're dull, dull as hell. As the overlords would say, you are duller than dull, you're way dull, way dull.
Now I will mean it.
What Overlord Huggy Boy is essentially saying is that when one is a dullard, as in the Earth people being dull, man, dull, you're essentially saying we don't grasp or understand it.
This is Overlord Left Eye telling you that it is the elevation to the leveling of the Overlordian.
And this is Overlord Casper. When one is elevated to the Overlordia, as has happened to Overlord Bugs Wilcott, one becomes elevated and sanctified, succulated and immersed. When Earth people, such as people listening to us right now who've not been indoctrinated into the Elcottia, begin to grouse, complain, or as we say in Elcott, grousinane, you begin to wear on the bones and on the nerves of the overlords themselves. We finally say,
man, I gotta get out of here.
When we hear regular Earth people, I almost said,
you.
I had to clarify. When Earth people say, you, Bugs Wilcott, elevated, and it's no longer exciting to listen to you.
This was the main complaint after I was elevated to the overlord status. People who heard me as a priesterly and then heard me now as an overlord, as Overlord Bugs Wilcott, they complained. They said it was, quote, nowhere, real Ensville, real square. In Elcott the Next Step, we call that not gripping the it.
And this is Overlord Huggy Boy, or Overlord Gloria. When you don't comprehend or grip the it, that is, put both hands around the it and go,
ah!
Thank you, that was Overlord Left Eye.
That was me.
Then you are not grasping or gripping it. You're no longer squeezing it. You're no longer massaging it. It lays there dead in the dust, dead in the dirt. The elevation of a priesterly to overlord status should be something that is celebrated. Celebrated well beyond the means of all of us who can celebrate. It should be celebrated beyond our economic means. Celebrated to the point where we're broke, broke on our ass, dead ass broke out in the street.
This is Elcott the Next Step.
Elcott the Next Step will be appearing at the Formica Center in Beardsley, Iowa, next week, September 28th. Make sure you're there. We'll have coffee, desserts, refreshments, and Overlord Bugs Wilcott will address the crowd. The topic, accepting it, that is, the elevation of the Overlordia.
Elcott the Next Step, in Iowa, next week.
And returning now to Elcott. The Next Step.
This is Overlord Left Eye. Overlord Bugs Wilcott attained a great, great achievement in his life when he became an overlord. And for a lot of you people to complain and say that it's no longer interesting or exciting to listen to Overlord Bugs Wilcott, for those of you out there saying that it's become real nowhere, It's become Squaresville. It's become, as we say in Elcott, the next step, stale, foul, out of the saran wrap, laying at the bottom of the refrigerator. Then we say to you, get a grip, grip it, love it, learn it.
You must love it and learn it. It being the elevation. When you can't come to grips with it, you can't come to grips with the elevatol.
This is Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I'm very sorry that a lot of you haven't appreciated my elevation. Frankly, I'm getting a little tired of it. I think a lot of you monkeys and chumps.
Okay, so I think what you should do,
what I should do, is continue with what I'm saying.
Yes, but I don't think it's advisable.
I think it is advisable that I tell a lot of you people to get a life. If you don't like my life, why don't you live a life of your own? Have fun. Have exciting times. Go out and have sex with a woman or a man. You know?
Okay. What are you talking behind my back? This is Overlord Left Eye saying so long.
A minute.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Doctor, is it?
This has been a disaster ever since we elevated your punk ass.
You better take that back right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. But you have to understand, Bugs.
I don't need to understand anything. My name is Bugs Wilcott. It's not Doctor anything. I want you and you and you, all three of you, to get something straight. I'm an overlord, and there ain't nothing, not nothing in this world, that's gonna change that.
Overlord Left Eye here, saying so long till next week.
What a punk.
What'd you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't say anything. He called you a punk.
That's what I thought.
Oh!
Fuck.
I pinched his ass. Big deal.
Overlords are not allowed to physically assault each other unless it's just a pinch on the ass. Well, that hurt, I can tell you that.
Oh, it did not.
Yes, it did. Overlord Bugs was not in violation. He was not inveterate. He simply did what is prescribed in the Elcadia. When one is upset or needs to issue a warning to an overlord, you pinch, taking two fingers and a good bunch of flesh on the ass.
Well, there's a more elegant way of putting that.
Really? Well, right now I don't know.
You pinch the rear.
You almost said rectum.
No, I didn't. You know, why don't you get your hillbilly ass back to your house, huh?
Oh, my God!
You know, Overlord Bugs, you are really...
Bugs, you're not doing it good.
Bugs?
Yes, I called you Bugs, punk.